Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day after the successful conclusion yesterday of the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. They're not going to vote on her nomination to the Supreme Court until, I believe the date is the 23rd now, that they're looking at a final Senate vote. Of course, they'll have some kind of a committee vote before then, but there's not a great deal of tension about the confirmation of Judge Barrett. And a fascinating piece at an unexpected location said why Amy Coney Barrett might surprise everyone and not be that one-dimensional, reliable, knee-jerk conservative vote on the Supreme Court that a lot of people on the left suspect. There was a piece in The Atlantic by Professor Tanya Marie Lohrmann, who is the Watkins University professor in the Stanford University Anthropology Department. She's a medical and psychological anthropologist who has done a deep study of believing Christians. And she has a book coming out in about 2 weeks, which is called How God Becomes Real, Kindling the Presence of Invisible Others. Professor Lohrmann, thanks very much for joining us and appreciate having you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure indeed. Okay, one of the things that you write about in your piece that I think is fascinating is something that many, many Americans, even well-read, well-informed Americans, are unaware of, which was the significance of the Christian youth movement of the 1970s. You write about right after the Vietnam War, a lot of people became what were called at the time hippie Christians, and they really have changed American evangelical Christianity. And you suggest that having grown up in People of Praise, Amy Coney, later Amy Coney Barrett, was part of that. Mm-hmm. Explain.
So this is the hippie Christians, sometimes called the Jesus Freaks. This was a movement with thousands and thousands, maybe millions of young people. And it was, I find it fascinating because they were after the same kind of experiential high as the secular hippies. But this, but the high that they got, I mean, sometimes they actually traded out LSD for Jesus. Sometimes they dropped acid and found Jesus. But these were kids up and down the coasts in the center of the country searching for an intimate, personal, really person-centered experience of God. And this was the movement through which the charismatic practices like speaking in tongues, those old Pentecostal practices, came to the mainstream of Christianity. What I think is so important about that movement is that it really brought into now pretty mainstream charismatic Christianity the intensity of the search to know God, to discern God's presence. And what I find moving and striking about that search is that it can be surprising to people that one of the things that God is God is other. God is not you. And so what I have found in talking to hundreds of charismatic Christians is that often there's a kind of surprise dimension from some of these experiences, not all of them. And the kind of the intensity of the discernment, the intensity of the search, I think it's ratcheted up the more intense the community. And so I wrote this piece because I just think that a woman who's grown up in a community with a radical critique of the world with a sense that many people will have a sense that she's been called by God. She will have that sense. And I don't know how she will experience God to lead her as she makes these judgments over the next two or three decades.
Well, she assured the senators and her fellow citizens that she will not necessarily be listening for God's commands, but will try to follow the commands that were written down in 1787 in the Constitution of the United States. Do you think there's a contradiction there between her assurances of being an originalist, going back to the original meaning, not the original intent, but the original meaning of the Constitution, between that belief and her belief as a member of people of praise that God can speak to us directly?
I don't know. And I think that that will be interesting as it unfolds. I do have a sense that she is a powerful moral compass. And that moral compass is often shaped for people of faith by their understanding of God's leading. And I think that as humans, when we read a text, that our reading is always shaped by the by our broader understanding of who we are. So I don't know. I just think that she may be different from Antonin Scalia, that she that this sense of a God who is intimate and who can surprise, it just makes her sort of interesting and different from what, you know, people on both sides of the aisle might predict. I might be wrong.
Do you have in mind any examples in our recent history of people of profound Christian faith who did surprise because of their relationship with God?
Well, I was thinking of somebody that I know who was in the sort of a sister community to the People of Praise, and this is a community called the Word of God, arguably the community from which the People of Praise came. And so, and this is a man who was deeply evangelical and in some respects quite committed conservative Christian. And he was startled himself when he founded a church, which he ran for decades. And in that church, his associate pastor met the woman who would become her wife. And so the church was kind of outraged by this and wanted him to fire her. And he found that his own understanding of the Christian relationship to homosexuality was changed by God in prayer. So that was the example that spoke to me. I think that life experiences sometimes do challenge people and in their understanding of God, either the surprises in their own family or in their own experience, sometimes shift their own understandings of what they had taken to be the case in the world.
Your new book, which I haven't seen yet, obviously, it's not been released. It's released October 27th. It's called How God Becomes Real, Kindling the Presence of Invisible Others. Very briefly, because we're almost out of time, who are invisible others?
Sorry, can you say that again? What do I mean?
Who are invisible others that you invoke in your title?
God and the gods. So I think one of the puzzles about understanding faith is who is the being that cannot be seen, how that being comes to feel real for the person. That's not a question of whether God or the gods is or are real, but more for the person who is engaging with that being. You know, such a being flies in the face of everyday knowledge.
Thank you. This is Professor Tanya Marie Lorman of Stanford. We posted her piece, Why Amy Coney Barrett May Surprise Everyone. We'll continue to surprise you coming up on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved Show, new numbers have come in about the ratings of the dueling town halls last night. And the numbers actually show Joe Biden with a total of 13.9 million viewers, weren't ABC, but Trump was closer. He still finished about a million less, because in addition to NBC, his town hall, which was briefer, drew almost 2 million people on MSNBC and over 600,000 people on CNBC. So the numbers they have so far are 13.9 million watched Joe Biden, 13 million watched President Trump. We spent some time talking about President Trump's answers and the questions and where he stood last night. One of the things that I think struck everybody was how aggressive and how embattled, really, Savannah Guthrie was. She went right after President Trump. And it was striking because it was very different from what we've seen in previous moderators for the debate. And there was actually a reason for that. The Wall Street Journal reports that there were over 100 executives and on-air personalities, including some of those prominent names associated with NBC, where it's fairly well known that they employ people like Lawrence O'Donnell or Tara Reid or Al Sharpton, for that matter, who were very much to the left. And people were complaining about NBC offering this time to President Trump. And basically, they sent letters of protest to Comcast and to NBC. Why did you allow him to have this time? He was the one who turned down the debate opportunity where there was going to be a virtual debate. And what NBC was saying is, look, we had given a little bit more than a week ago a similar town hall opportunity to Joe Biden. It went reasonably well for him, and now it was fair to give one to Trump. And they said, yeah, but why did you have to have it on against Biden, which is going to reduce his audience? In any event, it was in that context, I suspect, that Savannah Guthrie felt motivated to show, oh, no, we're not rolling over for Trump. We are going to be very aggressive and go after him. And she did. And one of the things that a lot of people liked in the Trump town hall was there was a nodding woman in a mask seated right behind him, so that almost whenever you heard Trump making any point, you could see her nodding her agreement fairly aggressively. It turns out that this nodding woman, who my wife was very distracted by when we were looking at this, is a Dominican Republic-born fervent Trump supporter who once ran for Congress as a Republican. Her name is Mayra Polay. So there the mystery of the nodding woman solved. It also turns out that one of the Biden town hall questioners was a former speechwriter in the Obama administration, not working directly for Biden, but in the Obama administration. So much for the idea that all the questions were coming from an uncommitted place, and that clearly wasn't something they attempted to enforce, because they would identify people and say, well, so-and-so supported you, President Trump, previously, so-and-so was supporting this one or that one. But one of the questions that Joe Biden got early in his town hall was a fairly aggressive question from a black voter who mentioned one of the most embarrassing moments in Joe Biden's campaign so far. That was when he was on the air and with Charlemagne the God. And he said, well, if you can't tell the difference between me and Trump, then you ain't black. And the confrontation, this is clip one, sounded like this.
So my question for you then is, besides you ain't black, what do you have to say to young black voters who see voting for you as further participation in a system that continually fails to protect them?
Well, I say, first of all, as my buddy John Lewis said, it's a sacred opportunity and right to vote. You can make a difference. If young black women and men vote, you can determine the outcome of this election. Not a joke. You can do that. And the next question is, am I worthy of your vote? Can I earn your vote? And the answer is, there's two things I think that I care, and I've demonstrated I care about my whole career. One is, in addition to dealing with a criminal justice system to make it fair and make it more decent, we have to be able to put black Americans in a position to be able to gain wealth, generate wealth.
Okay, so far, obviously no one can take exception with that, but then he went on, clip B.
Also provide for the ability to bring in social workers and school psychologists. We have one school psychologist in America now for every 1,507 kids. It should be 1 to 500, not just in schools that are poor, but in all schools. Because we learn that, for example, drug abuse doesn't cause mental illness. Mental illness causes drug abuse.
Okay, I'm not sure everyone would agree with that. It depends on how severe the drug abuse is. If the drug abuse includes methamphetamines, if it includes fentanyl, if it includes various opioids, then this is not simply a matter that school psychologists are going to solve. And look, as a husband of a psychologist, I greatly respect Vice President Biden having such faith in the profession, but I'm not sure that experience really suggests that. And then when he talks about police reform, this is clip three, Jeremy. He has a suggestion, actually two suggestions, that I think a lot of Americans would feel at least mixed feelings, if not negative feelings, about their viability.
We can do this. You can ban chokeholds. You can, but beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you, the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. There's ways. You have to do more background checks in terms of whether or not the person coming in passes a certain psychological test. And the last thing I'll say, and I'm sorry, because it was really, I think, really important, is you have to be in a position where you are able to identify the things that have to change. And one of the things that has to change is so many cops get called into circumstances where somebody is mentally off, like what happened not long ago with that guy with the knife. That's why we have to provide within police departments psychologists and social workers.
Okay, how does a social worker in the police department, or even coming along on a call, protect police from a guy with a knife? It's a question. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. When a coronavirus vaccine is available, seniors will be the first in line. That's the message from President Trump as he told a group of seniors Friday in Fort Myers, Florida.
Seniors will be the first in line for the vaccine, and we will soon be ending this pandemic. Hasn't happened a thing like this since 1918, 1917. That was a bad one, too. That was a real bad one. I will not rest until we've eradicated this plague from our country and our lives and our world. We want it out.
The president's speech comes after his administration announced they've struck a deal with CVS and Walgreens to distribute a vaccine to seniors and staff in long-term care facilities. That includes nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and residential care homes. The pharmacies will coordinate on-site vaccination dates at each facility, and vaccines will be free of charge when they're available. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show. Paul Kangor is a professor of political science at Grove City College. He's also the principal of their Institute for Faith and Freedom, which I'm proud to say is a sponsor of this show. And Paul, you're also the author of that wonderful new book, which I finally have gotten a chance to dig into, The Devil and Karl Marx. And part of what you write in that book, and you've written in previous books like Dupes, you write about the one genuine conspiracy theory that ended up being right in all of American history, which was that there was such a thing as a Marxist conspiracy that actually penetrated a lot of our institutions and had a great influence on American life. Why do you think that there are more recent examples of active conspiracies that could help to explain why the American people in this election year seem to be so, on both sides, profoundly transfixed by the idea that there's some hidden forces that are threatening the Republic?
Ah, Well, that's interesting. I mean, I guess it depends on what you mean by hidden forces, right? But I mean, certainly with the so-called communist conspiracy, right? I mean, there was an actual Soviet Comintern, the Soviet Communist International, and it was headquartered in Moscow and actually directed. I've looked at these. I have these documents. I use them in one of my history courses here at Grove City College. They actually directed Communist Party USA. In fact, they ordered American communists. They said you cannot have two communist parties in the United States. There must be one. It's answerable to us. They were sending as late as, we know this from the book, Operation Solo, about Morris Childs, which is an amazing story, that they were subsidizing, the Soviets were, the American Communist Party, up to about $2 to $3 million a year through the late 1970s. They chose the editor of the Daily Worker. They approved the editor of the Daily Worker. So, you know, that was all part of a true literal conspiracy to create a Soviet American Republic, as William Z. Foster, the first head of Communist Party USA, called it. As of today, I mean, I don't know. I mean, so there's nothing like that, but certainly, I mean, groups like Antifa, the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. Have you looked that one up, Michael? Those guys are a trip. The website is RevCom, and it's run by a guy named Bob Avakian, who calls himself Chairman Bob. There's the Trotskyist Socialist Workers Party. I've tried to track Antifa. The funny thing about Antifa is, and Joe Biden said something like this, right? He said Antifa isn't an organization, it's an idea. Well, it's both, but they're really kind of hard to pin down. They really organize in kind of a shady way where it's hard to track them. I can tell you what Revolutionary Communist Party USA is doing because I just go to their website. I look at them. They're very transparent about it. But some of these other groups...
By the way, how many members? Do they have a candidate for president, the Revolutionary Communist Party USA?
Bob Avakian runs all the time. Now, this is interesting. In 2020, he actually openly endorsed Joe Biden, which is remarkable. You probably remember this about a couple months ago. And, you know, other people reported that they said, Communist Party head endorses Joe Biden for president. And I thought to myself, Michael, well, that's weird because Communist Party USA doesn't usually endorse anybody. They usually endorse their own guy. And I clicked it, and it wasn't Communist Party USA. It was RevCom, and it was Bob Avakian. So he actually endorsed Joe Biden. But typically, Communist Party USA runs somebody. It's usually the chair. He's usually called the chairman, right, of Communist Party USA. I can tell you this, because they said this, Communist Party USA did about 2 years ago. They claim they have about 5,000 members, which, frankly, sucks. Right?
That's not a powerful national movement. I mean, at 5,000 members? But then again, the old Communist Party wasn't. But what they did is they kept membership secret. They influenced Hollywood. They influenced the New York Times. I mean, one of the things that you emphasize is while all this mass murder was going on in Ukraine, it was covered up by a member of the Communist Party who was an active agent covering those things up, named Durante, right?
Well, that's right. And here, you want some interesting numbers. So Communist Party USA claims they have about 5,000 members. Now, we know they probably had never more than 50,000 to 100,000 in the heyday of the American Communist Party, which would have been in the 30s. So they're down to about 5,000. Here's where the action is, Michael. The Democratic Socialists of America, that's the group of AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, they claim that they have 55,000 members. So that's quite literally 11 times what Communist Party USA has. And if you go to the website of the DSA, it's dsa.org, again, Democratic Socialists of America, they say there that they are, quote, the largest socialist organization in the United States, quote unquote. And they also say that they have chapters on more than 200 college campuses. So you want to know where the action is. It's there. And this might not be a conspiracy, but I think this is fascinating. DSA members are running for Congress, not on a Democratic Socialist of America party ticket, but on the Democratic Party ticket. So AOC, Omar, Rashida Tlaib, they are all running for office through the Democratic Party. And you know, Michael, the guy, Cenk Aygar, he's with the Young Turks.
Cenk Aygar,
He says, I use this quote all the time in presentations and so forth. He said that their plan is to take over the Democratic Party. He said, if in 2020, if we could do in 2020 what we did in 2018, they ran like 80 people, I think, in 2018, and they won like 26 seats. He said, if we can do three times that in 2020, if we could get a couple dozen AOCs or Ilhan Omar through the Democratic Party, he said, quote, people will freak the hell out, unquote. And what they're doing is...
Let me get something clear here. Bernie Sanders identifies as a socialist, but he's not a member of DSA, is he?
He's not. Now, his party, well, not totally his party, the party that he was a formal presidential elector to in 1980 and 1984 was the Trotskyist Socialist Workers Party. But we can't find evidence that Bernie was ever a member of the SWP. Now, as a political party, he was an independent, and he only became a Democrat. James Carville was saying this a few months ago. Remember, he said, Bernie ain't even a Democrat. He's an independent, right? He was running for president through the vehicle, the Democratic Party. And I think that's interesting because these DSA people, AOC and Omar and the others, they're all running as well through the vehicle of the Democratic Party. So the Democratic Party has become sort of, I'm going to say it, kind of their Trojan horse for getting into politics. And what they're doing, and Cenk pointed this out, they're primarying moderate Democrats. They're not running against Republicans in Republican districts because they lose. They're running in totally safe, totally solid Democratic districts, and they beat the moderate Democrat. That's what AOC did. And then they have, if they don't really even have a Republican opponent at all in the fall, but if they do, the guy gets like 10%. So these DSA people are running for office as Democrats, and this ought to scare the daylights out of Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, and to the extent that there are any anymore, maybe people like Steny Hoyer, moderate Democrats. This ought to terrify them.
Well, I think it concerns everybody. You can read about all different aspects of American history and American current politics through Institute of Faith and Freedom of Grove City College, a proud sponsor of this show, Professor Paul Kanger. Have a great weekend. We will talk again soon. More coming up.
More Michael Medved in a moment.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Times for everybody when something just goes wrong from government. It can often be local, it can be county, state, or even federal. And you want to give some of those governmental officials a piece of your mind, but you don't know exactly how to do that or where to reach them. There is now a free resource to help you find out how you can contact your politicians, hold their feet to the fire, get your opinions expressed. This is a great service. It is called ContactMyPolitician.com. It's posted up at MichaelMedved.com. You just click on the banner. And you know what? They can share your thoughts, express your opinions, let your voice be heard in either written form or video form or audio form. All possible and all for free from this nonpartisan public service called ContactMyPolitician.com. Go to MichaelMedved.com and click on the banner and make your voice heard by the people elected to represent you. Joe Biden, very end of his town hall last night. He was from Philadelphia. Everything for Joe Biden is right around Philadelphia. Why? Because that's where Wilmington is. He lives nearby. And Wilmington is really part of the Philadelphia media market. And Joe Biden is pulling out all the stops and spending an unbelievable amount of time to try to win Pennsylvania. If he wins Pennsylvania, he is likely to win the presidency. If he loses Pennsylvania and loses Florida, which is tied right now in the polls, it's a much tougher path for Joe Biden. He would have to take another previous Trump state, like Arizona, in order to win the presidency if he loses both Pennsylvania and Florida. So he understands, working as he did last night with George Stephanopoulos from Pennsylvania, that his final statement about why he's running for office and what his goals are has to echo his one overriding campaign theme. This is clip number four, Jeremy, with Biden at the very end of his town hall.
I tell you one thing, if I'm elected president, you will not hear me race baiting, you will not hear me dividing, you will hear me trying to unify, and unify with, bring people together. When I said I was running because I wanted to unify the country, people said, well, there were the old days. We better be able to do it again. We better be able to do it again.
Mr. Vice President, if you lose, what will that say to you about where America is today?
Well, it could say that I'm a lousy candidate, and I didn't do a good job. But I think, I hope that it doesn't say that we are as racially, ethnically, and religiously at odds with one another as it appears the president wants us to be.
That was Joe Biden's concluding statement. By the way, breaking news from the Associated Press. The FBI, and of course the FBI is part of the Trump administration, is probing whether the purported Hunter Biden emails sprang from a Russian disinformation campaign. And what all of that is based on is one of the things that broke last night, having to do with Rudy Giuliani. And apparently Rudy Giuliani was the source of the computer drive that the New York Post used for its story about Hunter Biden, for its various stories about Hunter Biden, about his Chinese business dealings and his Russian business dealings. And the claim that has been stoutly denied by Biden and his staff, that he actually had a meeting as vice president because his son had asked him to see the person he was meeting with. They have gone over their schedule. They have looked at the time period. They've never met this individual, and they say they've never met with him, and that the meeting never took place. Now, all of this is, okay, now ABC News is reporting the same story as the AP. Here's ABC News bulletin. The FBI is investigating whether emails that were published by the New York Post related to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, are connected to a possible Russian influence operation to spread disinformation, according to a person familiar with the matter. The newspaper said in its story Wednesday that it had obtained a hard drive from Rudy Giuliani containing the emails, and that he had gotten that hard drive because a laptop had been left at a Delaware computer repair shop for service by Hunter Biden, but had never been retrieved. This is worse than 2016, because the interviews with the owner of that Delaware computer repair shop, he contradicted himself in talking about this laptop. First of all, it's completely unthinkable, it seems to me, that, I mean, Hunter Biden has made a lot of stupid choices in his life. It's true. But would he be that stupid that he would take a laptop with very all kinds of information and his personal, and then just drop it off at a Delaware computer repair shop and not retrieve it? Just leave it there for service and pass it off? I guess anything is possible, but the owner of that computer repair shop has given contradictory information about how this hard drive from the laptop apparently got in the hands of Rudy Giuliani. And here is the other thing that I think has led to this, and if the FBI is investigating, it's serious. Because there was a warning, and this was actually confirmed by Robert O'Brien, a warning to President Trump and to people in the White House about Rudy Giuliani's contact with Russian agents of influence. And President Trump allegedly said, well, that's just Rudy being Rudy. So the idea that this claim by the New York Post might be tainted, it partially involves a very specific Russian agent of influence who is a member of the Ukrainian parliament who was identified by our intelligence sources, including our FBI, as a Russian agent of influence. There's a guy named Derkach, who, and you remember the stories back in 2019 of Rudy Giuliani going to Ukraine several times and looking for, quote, dirt on the Bidens. And now, that doesn't mean that the dirt that he found wasn't authentic, but it means it ought to be questioned. Because one of the things that Director Wray has said about the FBI, and remember, he was appointed and selected by President Trump to take the place of James Comey. We're not talking about the James Comey FBI. We're talking about the Christopher Wray, Donald Trump FBI. And the idea that there is some investigation of this story 2.5 weeks before an election, it seems to me that that kind of investigation is appropriate. There are a few more highlights and lowlights from Joe Biden's town hall last night and from President Trump's, particularly revealing closing statement by President Trump, which we will get to. There's also all kinds of attacks on Dianne Feinstein because she was trying to work too smoothly with Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who, by the way, did an outstanding job, and I'm very glad to see Lindsey now pulling ahead in his Senate race. There's also the issue of Senator Ben Sasse, who is on the ballot, by the way, in 2.5 weeks from now. He's running for re-election from Nebraska. His Democratic opponent is not given much of a chance because of a harassment scandal that shook his campaign. I don't even believe he's officially supported by the National Democratic Party. Now, all of this can involve what could be a crucial electoral vote in the 2nd District in Nebraska. Because remember, in Nebraska, as in Maine, they do electoral votes district by district. Where do we stand all of that? And we will get to Chris Christie's recovery and the suggestion that he was wrong about what?
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.